I had awoken too early and couldn't get back to sleep. It was a miserable, freezing cold, grey morning, the day after Boxing Day. All family and friends had long departed, and celebrations were a distant memory as I shivered to the bathroom. Now, like many other people, I was not only alone, but experiencing the cost of recent overindulgence. I eventually threw on some clothes and ventured outside for a walk in the park. My breath formed mist in the silent morning air, as if the whole world had come to a standstill to recover. But for some, it was just a normal morning. There was a commotion overhead in a tall, leafless ash tree. I strained to see two very excited crows, who were obviously fascinated by a much larger bird perched just below them. As I crept to a better position, I could see it was a young, very bemused heron. Its spindly long legs made it appear top-heavy, and I wondered how it managed to balance itself as the crows began mobbing it, as if daring each other who could swoop the closest. An inquisitive magpie kept its distance, fluttering in the topmost branches, whilst an uninterested seagull glided effortlessly by. A squirrel's bushy tail became lit up golden by the rising sun as it scampered just in front of me. A little further on, near the pond, two swans stopped preening themselves and waddled up to me, begging for bread, whilst a flock of terns landed on the water, and ducks seemed to laugh at the swans' cumbersome gait. It was indeed a normal, fascinating day, just like any other. And tomorrow, I'd be normal too, and back at work.